Houston standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. We're Jeremy and Joe, and we're coming to you live from Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble, right off of 1960. Perfect spot. My favorite town in the world, Humble, Joe.
It's your number one.
It's my, it is my one.
Number one seed.
Yeah, number one. Love me some Humble. But get out here to Old Humble Distilling Company. I went to Humble, for those that didn't know. I talk about that enough. I played for a guy back in the day.
You did.
That might like this place.
Yeah, you have any issues? You have any issues that you want to share?
Oh man, we only have 3 hours. But lots to get to today. We're going to talk a little bit of Houston Texans. They're in Nashville. Must-win game for the Texans, kinda. Bad Take Boulevard. We'll make our terrible picks, and hopefully you tell us and win money. Also, we might be playing a game a little bit later for some Houston Cougar tickets. Go Cougs. Go Cougs. 8-2 Houston Cougars.
8-2
to you.
8-2.
I think I'd rather the only Power 4 school with an 8-2 record that's not in the top 25.
Oh,
the disrespect.
Disrespect.
So much disrespect. The MVP yesterday in the American League, I think it was best case scenario for the Houston Astros. Should we be trading any Astros in the offseason? And we'll get to all of that a little bit later. But you got to get out here to Old Humble Distilling Company. We're here until 6. Date night tonight, a little cocktail and charcuterie board. I love me a good charcuterie board. Charcuterie board's very, very underrated. Thursday, they have trivia. I wonder who the brains were yesterday. It's a good thing we didn't show up. Otherwise, we'd have finished DFL. But Wednesday's happy hour. They have $8 cocktails to close, and Tuesday, steak nights. You can come out any day of the week. We're out here today, of course. Patriots beat the Jets yesterday. Won themselves a football game. Jets kind of hung around. Like, I was, hey, good fight. Jets, J-E-T-S, mid. But, like, they fought a little bit. Aaron
tried.
Glenn, I think whenever they get a quarterback in there, I think Aaron Glenn's going to get them going.
Yeah, because they have the worst quarterback in the NFL.
It's very nice of you to call him a quarterback.
Yeah.
No, I think he's going to get
them going. If you pass for less than 60 yards, which he's done now multiple times, can you still be considered a quarterback?
He had 116 yesterday. 116 and threw for one, Brian. So
throw out the record books.
No, but I think once they get a quarterback in there and look, some offensive skill, their leading receiver yesterday was John Metchie, who's on his third team this season. Love John Metchie, but probably shouldn't be anybody's leading receiver in a football game. But the Patriots would roll. I think there's two storylines from this game, Joe.
Okay.
It's either Drake May or Travion Henderson. Which where do you want to begin? You want to begin with the quarterback or with the running back?
Let's start with the running back today.
Okay. What took so long for him to become RB1 in New England?
That's a great question.
Why did it take injuries?
And he showed, like, promises earlier in the season, like little, like, carries here and there of things that were going well, and it take all these injuries. And there were injuries earlier in the season, too. So it's taken long-term injuries to get him the ball. It doesn't make any sense, but now he's dominating. He looked so good in last night's game. And I don't know. It's strange. Like, is Mike Vrabel trying to keep some of the Patriot way alive now that he's the head coach? The last remnant of the Bill Belichick era is don't play rookies right away?
Yeah. Like, obviously,
what else is it?
I mean, obviously, there's some things. Maybe they don't. He's never in, like, you know, he's not always in the right spot. Maybe he's not great in pass protection. I don't know Vrabel's reasons. And I don't listen to Vrabel during the week like I listen to D'Amico Ryans. But I will defend it here a little bit. Not that, like, hey, like, I mean, obviously, why did it take so long? And I have Travion Henderson in a few fantasy leagues. Like, hey, it would have been nice to get this Travion Henderson all season long. But to defend Vrabel, okay, he's, like, kind of coming into his own, Travion Henderson. He's still extremely fresh because you haven't used and abused him at the start of the season. And you're 9-2, mm-hmm. And you're in first place. So it's like, yeah, it would have made sense if Travion Henderson played more. But if you just take it from, like, where you currently are and then the outlook going forward, you have a fresh running back who looks really good 11 games into the year in which you're 9-2. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to, like, really, like, blame Vrabel for it because they're in a really good position. And that, quite frankly, should be what the regular season's about, is positioning yourself to have some sort of playoff run.
And that's what they've done. They're set up to make a run at the one seed, to make a run at the playoffs. Like, they are set to make an impact on the playoffs in Mike Vrabel's first year, in Drake May's second year. And you're right, with Henderson now being fresh, it adds to what this team can do in the playoffs. So maybe it was strategy. I don't think it was. I think it was more some kind of trust factor with him, and he had to earn it, but he's earned it now. And now they look even scarier than they did before because now they have a running back that we all saw in college was awesome. And now he's just proving it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, he's coming into his own. So that's fun to watch. Patriots are going to be and then you've pointed this out a lot. Their strength of schedule is pretty convenient for them. They had the schedule to do the unthinkable and win the AFC East. What is that? The AFC East after a after not many people picked them. First year of Vrabel, really bad last year. Buffalo Bills are like this AFC juggernaut, at least in the regular season. And then it's likely, maybe even, I haven't looked at the odds because I have Patriots plus 300 earlier in the year. But I wonder if the Patriots are the favorite to win that division.
I would imagine they're not, just because of the way all the other odds have shooken out this year. Like you had the Ravens are still a favorite to win their division. The Chiefs are not in the playoffs. They're still the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So it just feels like the odds have not bought into some of these teams with hype around them yet with the weaker schedules. Like I bet you it's still the Bills, but I don't think it's would be by a wide margin. Am I wrong?
I don't know when this was updated.
That site's usually pretty updated.
It doesn't look like it's up to date.
Does that say Bills 285? Oh, it's opening odds. Okay.
Yeah, it's not up to date. Okay. The other storyline is Drake May. Drake May, I hesitate to say this because people are like, oh, Brad, you're a hot take artist. And I don't necessarily believe this either. I'm just throwing it out there for the conversation. And look, it's coming on the heels of beating the New York Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. So take it for a grain of salt. But is it possible that Drake May is the best quarterback in that division?
Is it possible?
Is it possible? Like, he's the favorite to win the MVP. So, like, people would be like, well, I need to see more. Okay, yeah. Well, he's currently the betting favorite to win the MVP.
As they are the betting favorite. They're minus 325.
The Bills are?
No, the Patriots are.
Oh, that's what I meant. That's what
to win the, or minus 320 to win the East right now. The Bills are plus 250. I think I am going to use that argument. Like, I want to see a little more from Drake May against a little bit of a tougher schedule. Either in the playoffs, in the next season. Like, it's been such a cakewalk for him. I can't put him in front of Josh Allen just yet. There's an argument for it. I mean, based on this season alone, I guess he's better than Josh Allen. But, like, when we do our top 10 quarterback rankings in the offseason, I'm not going to have Drake May in front of Josh Allen unless there's a big push in the playoffs.
I always like to do, if they played a football game today, everything else is equal. Because we in sports and like fans and in media and jabronis who talk on the radio and know nothing and pretend like they do, we're always like, it takes a while for us to get there. Because like we have to be convinced. Like it's not one of those, okay, he jumped them and he's there. It's, no, we need to see it for a while. We're like slow moving ships. Okay, I need to see a year bodies of work before I make that conclusion. But let's just say everything was equal. They're playing in an AFC championship game. Team A has the same exact players as Team B. Who would you rather quarterback your team, Drake May or Josh Allen?
I would still pick Josh Allen right now.
Okay.
I would still pick Josh Allen. And I think part of that is we've been so quick to rush the judgment of late, and I think it's flipped a little bit with CJ and then Jaden Daniels, where we've elevated these guys into positions to where now it feels like we were wrong a little bit on them, that we raised CJ up too quick. We raised Jaden Daniels up too quick. So I'm kind of hesitant to want to do that with Drake May. He's in the conversation. Like, he has played to an MVP level this season. He absolutely deserves to be it. He's not my MVP, Brian. I remember that this time. But he's in the conversation. Like, and that's what's impressive. The fact that he's even making this a question. Because it's not a dumb question. I think it's a totally fair question to ask if Drake May has surpassed Josh Allen already at this point. I just will not do it.
I would take Drake May to be that quarterback in the AFC Championship game. I think he is. Josh Allen's like has more upside. Like he has more like upside potential. Has the ability to kill you on the ground. Is going to make these highlight plays that no one else can make. He, Lamar, maybe Pat Mahomes, not necessarily running the football. No one can do on a highlight what those guys can. But Drake May is just like a calming force, doesn't make many mistakes. He's going to keep you in a game. He's going to make the plays to win you a football game. I don't think he has the lose a football game attribute that Josh Allen does.
That's fair. And I think he still puts up some of those highlight-worthy plays. They just don't look the same way that Josh Allen does. He can rip it. He can make big-time throws when it matters most. And he has shown that this year. I mean, even though their schedule's been soft at times, they've needed Drake May to play like an MVP throughout this season to help him get some of these victories. So I feel like I'm trying to not talk myself into the Drake May argument here, but I firmly believe Josh Allen's a top three quarterback in the NFL. I don't want to put Drake May in that conversation.
Admittedly, I'm not a Josh Allen guy.
I know you're not.
I think he's a highlight machine. I don't, look, he's going to win a lot of football games, but I don't think he's – we're not going to talk about Josh Allen in the same vein that we talk about the Bradys, the Mahomes, the champions of the game. He's a highlight machine. Highlight machines don't win Super Bowls. They look really good. Like, they look really good on YouTube. They look really good to have on your fantasy football team where they're racking up numbers. I don't trust highlight machines – to win Super Bowls. How many NBA championships did Dominique Wilkins win? The human highlight reel. Human highlight reel couldn't win a single one. Highlights don't win titles.
I mean,
steady play does.
You may disagree with this, but I view Patrick Mahomes as a highlight machine with the no-look passes, the odd angles he throws the ball from, kind of the unconventionalness of the style he plays and the gunslinger nature of him. Isn't Mahomes like the very addition of a...
No. No.
How is he not a highlight machine?
What is he more, a winning quarterback or a highlight machine?
He's both.
Michael Jordan was both. What is he more?
It feels like you're kind of cherry-picking the argument. Just because he's won titles, he can't also be a highlight guy.
No, I'm saying there's guys who are more of a champion or more of a highlight reel.
But your
Jordan
point was
more of a champion than a highlight reel, but because his greatness was so great, he still has highlight-worthy plays. Josh Allen, who else? Dominique Wilkins. Those guys weren't winners in sport. They're going to make too many mistakes. Well, I don't know. Dominique Wilkins made tons of mistakes. He might have just been like a product of not being on a good team.
I feel like you're picking on Dominique Wilkins.
I don't mean to turn this into like Dominique Wilkins slander. But like Josh Allen's had really good football teams.
He has.
Really good football teams. And he's had really good playoff games, and he's lost games where his performance was elite. Mm-hmm. I understand that. But he's not capable, in my opinion, to win three or four straight playoff games against top 12 competition in the NFL. I think that he is too volatile. I think he's too turnover prone. I think he's going to make a critical mistake in a critical moment that is not going to win the game. And that's where I separate a Mahomes, who, yes, does have the highlight reel plays, but I look at Mahomes more of a champion, of a winner, than I do as a human highlight reel.
Yeah, I think he's also he's shown just in year two like how he can elevate his team around him with this quarterback play. And like to your point, I feel like Josh Allen's not doing that this year at the wide receiver position. Like there are teams with similar talent at the wide receiver position to the Buffalo Bills. Like, are the Patriots that different? I mean, maybe Diggs is back in full, and this is, you know, maybe he's the comeback player of the year this year with the way that he's been playing. I think that's a really good argument that started getting pushed a little bit more last night after his performance. But Drake May has really elevated his teammates this year. I mean, I'll tell you, it makes me sick. Like, I did end up watching last night, besides Justin Fields making me sick because he's terrible, the Patriots being good again sucks.
I don't mind it.
I hate it.
I don't mind it because I like
good for so many years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they got another franchise quarterback. They got another great head coach. It sucks. They're like the Packers.
I blame the Titans for that.
I know.
Right.
But, like, go away.
I kind of like Vrabel. I like Vrabel. He shook my hand in an academy once, and he did.
We need the whiteboard.
He did, right on the Southwest Freeway, and I went over there.
Where does that rank on the Branham name drops?
Not that high.
I mean, there was Allen Iverson. He said
TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays.
Across the bar.
An elevator with Joe Burrow. Now we got a handshake out of the academy.
And Greg Maddux elevator.
I'll tell you, like, part of the reason this one's a little higher, because I haven't heard it before.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like I've heard Burrow.
He's been saving it?
I've heard Burrow 3,000 times.
I don't save any of these. I just bring them up when we're discussing them.
Well, yeah, so that's why. Okay, it's been a while since you've mentioned Vrabel. Or I've never heard it before, so it's a little higher on my list now.
Yeah, just kind of
a little surprise.
Plus, it's personal contact. Iverson, he was just in the same room.
That does help.
Yeah, well, we shared eye contact, Iverson and I. AI. 713-780-ESPN. The junkie says Jeremy cherry-picking Branham. We'll see, man. Like, we'll see. Like, Allen doesn't have the Super Bowl titles. Hasn't played in a Super Bowl. So, like, the evidence favors me at the moment. Junkie, not an Allen fan, but let's not get carried away. Drake ain't better than Josh yet. A team winning is more than just my quarterback is better. I agree with that. I agree with that, but I think I stated the reasons why I like Drake more than Josh. I think he's more stable. I think he is less likely to make critical mistakes in critical moments. I mean, go watch the playoffs last year. Josh Allen was trying to give away games in the last couple of possessions on multiple occasions. Mm-hmm. One game he got lucky, the other game he didn't. The only game where he got eliminated where he was incredible was that insane game at Arrowhead where, like, they were trading leads in the final minute of the game. It was, like, 27 seconds for Kansas City. Allen was, like, hugging his receivers and, like, crying, like, we did it. And then Mahomes just goes right down the field and steals a victory away from him.
I like to remember that as the Gabriel Davis game.
Yeah. Yeah, he went nuts.
He went insane. It was like 204.
That's a great call. Great recall.
The only thing with Drake, though, I would say is he's got a little about the Jackson Dart concerns, I feel like, when I watch him play.
I didn't think that yesterday. He didn't run at all.
Yesterday was fine. But just the general taking the hits.
You don't think Josh Allen does?
Well, Josh Allen's bigger, so it helps him out a little bit.
I think Drake
May's bigger.
He's bigger built than Jackson Dart.
He is.
He's been sacked 70 times so far in his career. He's already been sacked more times this year than he was last year.
He played more games this year. Didn't he not play early last year?
He played 13 games last year, sacked 34 times.
His first start last year was against the Texans, right?
Yeah, but he's played 13.
Was that week 5?
Yeah. I think your numbers might be skewed because I think he left some games early last year.
13 games played, sacked 34
times.
Right,
but I think he left some. I think he left a couple of those games early.
But sacked 11, played 11 games this year, sacked 36 times.
I think it's more even than you think. I'd be curious what the snaps are. Like, what are his attempts there?
They're pretty similar at this point. Yeah,
I bet you snaps are pretty close.
It's not even this isn't a May reflection. It's actually probably pro May in your argument of that he's been sacked 70 times in 2 years. And he's playing the way that he has.
I would like him to be sacked less, though. To your point,
yeah.
Drake May 6'4", 225. Allen 6'5", 237.
God, Drake May's way bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah, he's pretty big guy. Yeah, he's not Allen big, but
I don't
he's
have
big.
Jackson Dart concerns.
No.
Jackson Dart looks fragile. I don't take Drake May as fragile.
And even Dart looks, I think, a little stronger than Daniels. You know, like a little bigger build. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
absolutely.
Daniels is a guy I have concerns about. Dart's a guy I have concerns about. Now you don't want to get hit that many times. You're 100% right. But he's a little bigger to be able to sustain that. 713-780-3776. We'll know December 14th who's better. What do you mean? Like the Bills already beat the Patriots? Or the Patriots already beat the Bills in Buffalo earlier this year? So the best that the Bills can do is not up the series, a game apiece. I wish we could trade CJ for Drake.
Same.
And elevator I like CJ. With Burrow. Would you take Frommer? He said Frommer at 5 years at 125. We'll talk Astros later. Key from L.A., Matthew Stafford will win the MVP, first place schedule. He'd have my vote, Key from L.A. I'm not even going to front.
He would have my vote as well.
Why Stafford isn't the favorite to win the MVP is crazy. Well, go bet it. Allen has at least one Super Bowl if the Chiefs weren't on any dynasty run at the time. Cool. Like, but that is the case. I hate the whole ifs and buts. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. Like that. I hate the word if. Hate the word if. They would have a Super Bowl if. Well, they don't, because the if is not realistic in this point of view. C.J. Stroud would have a win at Arrowhead if it wasn't for Pat Mahomes. Deshaun Watson would have a win at Arrowhead if it wasn't for Pat Mahomes. I'm not doing the if game. The if game is a bad game. Jake Asman was losing his mind last night.
Of course he was.
as the Jets fell to 2-8. Like I don't understand the energy on a 2-7 football team, quite frankly, because at the moment that my team is 2-7, Joe, I want them to lose the rest of their games. I'm looking at like how high of a draft pick I can get, and I'm starting to look at the NFL draft. I'm trying to do it with the Texans where they were 3-5. I don't understand the energy at 2-7,
especially
for a bad football team.
If you had your quarterback of the future, then I might feel a little different, because like then you're evaluating, you're frustrated with how they're putting your quarterback in danger. And he's not performing. Like, if Justin Fields was a rookie, I'd be freaking out if I was a Jets fan.
Asman after the first drive. Heck yeah, what an opening drive. Tanner Engstrand was
with
great calling there. Credit to Fields for using his legs tonight. Let's go. Hashtag Jets. The Jets need to use Fields' legs the entire game. It's his superpower. Don't stop running it. Let's go. Fired up for a two-win team. Michael Clemens still being on the Jets is such a joke. It will never make sense. I agree. Steve Wilkes, disaster class incoming. I kind of like the uses of disaster class, though. I tip my cap on that
one. I think it's not used enough.
That's a good one. I like that one. I give him credit on that one. Pick the gosh darn ball off. My goodness, it's impossible for the Jets to still not have a single interception this season.
They don't have
pathetic.
They don't have an interception this season?
That read like John McClain. I guess not.
That's crazy.
They play 12
pathetic.
Games.
Pathetic.
How can you not have one?
A.D. Mitchell couldn't catch a cold. Goodness gracious. Justin Fields should never start another game for the Jets. The Jets paid $30 million guaranteed for more mobile Zach Wilson. Pathetic.
It does sound like McClain.
He sounds like McClain.
F-.
He's the New York version of John McClain. Fired up over a two-win Jets team.
Good for him.
That was so good.
Zero interceptions on the season is a crazy stat.
And then they traded their best interception.
And like Joe said, they don't have their quarterback of the future. Their best wide receiver is hurt and not playing. And their star running back, quote-unquote, won't be on the team next year because he's a free agent. Like, none of what you saw last night of the key offensive pieces will be there next year.
Yeah, that was I think I might pay attention to the Jets for the rest of the year.
Just for the Asman entertainment?
Just for J-A-K-E, Jake, Jake, Jake.
Are you paying attention to the Jets or just Jake's Twitter account?
Probably Jake's Twitter
account. Okay, yeah. Good call.
All right, 713-780-3776. Just getting started. Bad Take Boulevard. We hand out bad takes a little bit later. We're going to do the top storylines between the Texans and the Titans, our gambling game where we really stink. At least I really stink. 713-780-3776. We are broadcasting live from the Old Humble Distilling Company. Swing on by. Hang out with us. It is a date night. Smoking Bowls Food Truck is here for your date as you enjoy some incredible drinks, incredible cocktails. But plenty to get to. 713-780-3776. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN975. Joe's at Joe George Radio. Brian's at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN975 and ESPN925. First, I got to tell you about the greatness that is HRMP. Mike Holly, go Cougs, U of H class of 1990. Do you know he's been protecting the interests of businesses for 25 years now? That's a quarter of a century. HRMP provides comprehensive human capital management services, including HR compliance, benefits administration, and payroll. You're tired of doing those things. Have HRMP do them for you. They're going to work with you to customize a plan for whatever you need. There's nothing cookie cutter about HRMP. A little help, a lot of help, anything in between. HRMP is going to create a plan for what you and your business needs. Their customer service, second to nobody. You'll never talk to a stranger on the other side of the line. You'll call someone familiar with you, familiar with your company. Of course, we use HRMP here at Gal. I can attest to that customer service. They are fantastic. Fantastic. Let HRMP take on the demands of human resources and eliminate your HR burden so you can get back to growing your business. Give them a call at 281-880-6525. Let HRMP customize a plan for you, 281-880-6525, or check them out online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Date night at Old Humble Distilling Company. I brought Joe. He's my date today. Smoking Bowls Food Truck is out here. Look at this. The Filipino barbecue pork skewers, 3 for $10. I mean, that's a steal.
Great deal.
Where else can you get that? You're going to enjoy that, Joe. You're really going to have a good time with that.
Yeah, probably.
713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble. 713-780-3776. Rocky, you're ejected. You're out of here. Rest of the show. Have a great weekend, but you're gone. You can let us know how your trip to Nashville went on Monday. Look at this flex. Rocky, I just got to Nashville for the Texans-Titans game. That's not why he was ejected, though. He wasn't ejected for the flex. Look at this last thing. Y'all give me a shout-out. We don't do shout-outs on this show, Rocky. You're ejected. You're out of here for the rest of the show.
You can't ask for one either.
No.
Like, if we're going to, it has to be our decision.
I wouldn't give a shout-out to my mother on her birthday. We don't do shout-outs on this radio show. So, Rocky, no shout-out for you. You're ejected the rest of the show. Hope you have a great time in Nashville. Nashville's one of the big cities I haven't visited that I would really like to go to.
Same. I haven't gone yet.
I've never been.
I'd like to go to a Predators game.
Oh, really? I want to go to the Bluebird Cafe.
I want to go there, too.
Listen to some country music and drink some long neck ice cold beer.
Sounds great.
Ain't ever broke my heart.
But Predators game looks fun.
Yeah. That didn't cross my mind.
Why?
Because it's hockey. The first thing that crosses his mind when he goes to a new city is never going to be hockey.
Ever.
It should
be. I've been to some hockey matches.
Are they called matches?
No. I call them matches.
That's soccer.
Why? It's like soccer.
No, it's not. It's a game.
A lot of people call hockey soccer on ice.
They both have offsides.
Yeah, they both have goals and nets and woodwork.
And goalies.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people call hockey soccer on ice, Joe.
Matches are for tennis and for soccer. That's it.
Yeah. Nah, you're just – you need to broaden your horizons.
Nope, wrong.
You need to broaden your – you're too much of an American thinker here, I think.
Oh, that's good because that's where I live.
Yeah, but you're talking about hockey, Canadian sport.
They haven't won the Stanley Cup in like 20 years.
Good counter.
They don't count.
Keep going. 30 years.
Is it 30 years?
It's like 94, yeah.
They don't count.
Who's the last Canadian team that won it?
I actually know this. Do you?
No, I have no idea.
I have no
idea. Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ironic. 713-780-3776.
The more you know.
Now, I'd love to go to Nashville, though. I hear it's a great city. Texture Bow. Yeah. Oh, man, I didn't realize that happened. I realized it happened. I didn't realize that it like concluded to that. Country music in the Big 25, trash equal plus your band. I mean, come on. Who doesn't like country music? Country music, you get a little shaboozy these days, like drink your whiskey and stuff. Although it's kind of like a modern country nowadays. I mean, it's good for Amazon Prime Thursday Night Football. Why isn't it good for me?
I was just about to say the Thursday Night Football commercial, they kind of ruined shaboozy for me.
All of shaboozy songs sound the exact same.
Exact same.
Like, I hear one, and then I hear another. I'm like, what's the difference?
I had never heard anything else besides the one. And then
Tipsy.
And then I saw, like, an Instagram video. He was playing his other big hit song. I was like,
yeah,
that's not the same
song.
That's
Tipsy. It's like a little more tipsy.
It's the exact same, like,
rhythm. Describing Brian last time we were here.
It's the same rhythm, everything. It's true.
give it 30 minutes.
Let's get started.
Junkie, if. Another junkie. If the Warriors weren't around, Rockets would have back-to-back titles. There you go. Bingo. That's why I hate the if.
It's not true.
It's a loser's mentality if. I think it is true.
Didn't the Rockets win two
What's
titles?
The second one?
He didn't say two. He said if the Warriors weren't.
Back.
Oh, dang. I didn't catch that. Good point. They would have won one.
Yeah, I think they would have won one. Two is a stretch.
I think two is a stretch, yeah. One for sure. Well, I won't even say for sure.
Like, I'm going to be like, was it the Bucks that year?
No, I don't think it was the Bucks.
No, it was the Cavs. It was the Cavs.
Yeah, I'm like 55% sure that they would have won the finals that year.
Yeah, I'm just sure. I've watched James Harden play in the fourth quarter of meaningful basketball games. So
You can't watch Manu Ginobili block James Harden at a critical moment and then say he'll definitely win. Another series.
He's quit so much. He's a highlight reel. He's the same as Josh Allen. Shout out to Israel. I'm sure he's having a hard time with Reed Shepard and Davis Mills getting so much positive attention. Need a list of the grossest terms in sports. No. Pause on that one, 7308. We're not doing that. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. See if there's anything good going on the Twitch. Nope, never. 713. Have a good time, though, Rocky. I'm jealous that you're in Nashville. Not so much for the game, but just for the night before, like the weekend in Nashville.
Yeah, I will say, like, do you think there's some big-time regret there? Like, you buy your tickets to go to Nashville?
No.
See Davis Mills and Cam Ward square off?
No, because he's not going for the game. Like, I know he's going to go to the game, but he's going because he wants to enjoy the city.
I don't think so. I think if you're going to the game,
no chance.
For this, you're going with the intention of just going to the game.
So he's in Nashville today, and his intention for the whole weekend is strictly for the game?
For the most part, his text says...
We're talking about the game? The game?
His text says, I just got to Nashville for the Texas
Titans.
It's
Friday at 3:30.
It sounds
What's he going to do? Chill in his hotel until kickoff Sunday?
He might call me later and tell me... Wait, that's not Rocky. There's a couple texters who have my phone number now.
Why?
From the listener party.
Big mistake. They call you?
A couple times.
How'd they get your number, Joe?
He gave it to him.
Because you guys...
I know. I'm trying to find the story.
Because our last crop of interns, or maybe this crop, couldn't handle getting phone numbers down for the listener party. So it became my responsibility to figure it out. So I'm getting some phone calls these
days. Throwing other people under the bus.
It's not my fault.
Getting back to the text from Rocky, if his only intent was to go to the game, why does he show up Friday afternoon?
Yeah, it's still his priority for the weekend.
He said he went to Bill Street last night in Memphis and drove up to Nashville.
I'm glad he made it out safe.
That's messed up. Why are you taking shots at Memphis?
Just saying.
I've been on Bill Street a few times.
It's got a bit of a crime rate.
Good barbecue. The first time I had Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken in Memphis. It's where the original's from.
Okay.
And then they have good pork ribs, obviously.
I wouldn't know.
In Memphis. You never been to Memphis either?
No, never.
I've been to Memphis a dozen times.
I think I've only ever driven through Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah, I've never stopped.
I got you. Okay, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company for date night here at Old Humble. They have a food truck out here smoking bowls. $3 for $10 barbecue pork skewers. Very, very good. You're going to want to have that. You're going to have their great cocktails here at Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble, right off of 1960. So yesterday the AL MVP was announced. A lot of people have their feelings hurt. They're sleepless in Seattle. Cal Raleigh didn't win the precious MVP. Their precious big dumper fell short to Aaron Judge. What happened yesterday in the AL voting, Joe, was best case scenario for the Houston Astros. Okay? I'll tell you why next. It's Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you haven't heard about Higgins Boat Rum, you need to. It's rum on a mission. Higgins Boat Rum is known as the Texas Bourbon Drinker's Rum. It is bold. It is smooth. It's even steeped in history. Honors the greatest generation. Perfect to sip neat on the rocks or a big rock. Higgins Boat Rum is excellent for crafting your Texas-inspired cocktails. I've been drinking my old-fashioned with it. You can try your Manhattan with it. How about the classics? You feeling a little bit like a pina colada for the weekend? I don't blame you. How about a Mai Tai? How about a Cuba Libre? Perfect with them all. Higgins Boat Rum pays tribute to our military heritage, named after the iconic landing craft that turned the tide in World War II. Higginsville Rum donates 10% of profits from every bottle they sell to Camp Hope, which supports our veterans, so you're honoring heroes with every bottle that you buy. Follow them on all their socials, Higgins Boat Rum. You're going to get tasty cocktail ideas. You're going to see some behind-the-scenes footage of your new favorite rum, live updates as well, where they're going to be at next, so make sure you follow them on all socials. It's a premium top-shelf rum at a great price. Get your bottle now. They're starting to sell at the Total Wine in Baybrook, or just visit them online, HigginsBoatRum.com. Shipping to 48 states across the country at HigginsBoatRum.com. Not just a drink, but a tribute.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's just Joe. I'm just Jeremy. Date night out here at Old Humble Distilling. You got to get out here. Old Humble Distilling Company. They have a food truck, Smoking Bowls, out here. Fantastic food. I can smell it from here. Smell is tremendous. But great cocktails, great drinks, right off of 1960 in Humble. You can't make it out today. That's all right. They got steak night for you on Tuesday. Love a good steak night. Happy hour on Wednesday, $8 cocktails. And then if you like to nerd it up a little bit, trivia night on Thursday. Love a trivia night. Not any good at it, but I like to play. I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess, because I take the abuse on trivia night. So the AL MVP came out yesterday, Joe. Aaron Judge is the winner of the American League MVP. This is best case scenario for the Houston Astro fans.
Okay, why?
On multiple fronts.
All right, let me hear it.
The first front, hey, Jeremy Pena's there. Jeremy Pena's 10th in the American League in MVP voting. Oh, who cares? Like, what does that really mean? Well, maybe you trade him this offseason. You sell high on Jeremy Pena. I say that a little facetiously. But maybe you trade him next offseason. Maybe he has two back-to-back. Maybe he has back-to-back top 10 AL MVP finishes. His value is higher. I think it's good to have players finish as high as possible. It increases their value, blah, 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 blah. That's not really the point of this. One other side note, some jabroni voted Jacob Wilson 10th on his MVP voting. I cannot stand Jacob Wilson. So I cannot stand whoever voted Jacob Wilson 10th. In MVP voting. They should revoke that dude's or lady's vote. Voted Jacob Wilson 10th should have that vote revoked. Does it say who it is?
Manolo Hernandez Duin?
From Indianapolis? They don't even have baseball there. How would they know anything?
Yeah, he voted for Jacob Wilson.
They need to revoke that person's vote. He should not have a vote. Get rid of that guy.
I agree.
He shouldn't have a vote. Get rid of him.
Wait, why are we going to 10?
Yeah, it's kind of high.
There's too many people on that ballot that don't deserve votes.
Yeah, you're right.
Too many.
Now, if you went to 10, Jeremy Pena, like, how many would you reduce it to?
I think like 5 is fine.
Well, then Pena wouldn't get a vote.
I understand.
All right.
It feels very inclusionary.
I don't hate that tick. That's a fine take. That's an okay take.
Feels a little like participation trophy-ish.
All right, so all that stuff was kind of the precursor to what's ahead. So, well, why is this best-case scenario for Houston? Well, one, we hate Seattle, and they finished bridesmaid to Aaron Judge. The big dumper came in second. So, like, hey, Astro fans can kind of rib Seattle fans a little bit. Ha-ha-ha, your best player broke all those records, and he still couldn't win the American League MVP. Ha-ha-ha, hate to be you, love to see it. So, like, that's there. Mm-hmm. That's fun. That's a good troll. Plus, he had the torpedo bat. He shouldn't have won the MVP anyways. He was cheating. They should ban that soon. And then Aaron Judge won the MVP. Well, why is that good for Houston? Well, whatever. You know, that's probably not a great result for Houston. But do you know how many MVPs Aaron Judge has now?
Four?
Three.
Three?
Do you know how many World Series titles he has?
Zero.
So you can stick it to the Yankees now.
Okay.
You can be like, your dude is so great. He's so awesome. He's got three MVPs. And you can't even put a team around him to win. So this is like the perfect ammunition to go at your rivals. The best season in Seattle history, can't even win an MVP. Sucks to be you, Seattle. And then Aaron Judge is like one of the greatest Yankees ever. I'm not putting him in the Ruth category, Gary category. But like in this generation, he's the greatest New York Yankee. He's won three MVPs, mm-hmm. and you suckers can't even win a World Series title with him.
It's a great call.
It's so perfect for Houston.
Yeah, they can just dump all over me. And plus, I will say, I know at times you know, there's some turmoil between Jeremy and Chandler. Go defend Chandler a little bit. He's getting crushed.
Well, I haven't seen. I don't defend the honor of other men. Men are totally capable of defending their own honor.
What is he getting crushed for?
Because he wrote an article about why you voted for
Aaron
Judge.
And I don't have any beef for Chandler.
Yeah, it's.
Well, I've never had any beef for Chandler.
It's why he was part of an article of why he voted for Judge over Cal Raleigh. His Seattle fans are being very mean.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, it feels like MVP most of the time is just like, who's ranked top in war?
Yeah, I mean, I think they got
that's
it.
That's pretty much it's pretty much what the awards become. And Judge was the top guy in war, so he won.
Even though I got to know, are you serious about the torpedo bat take of this for you?
Yeah, you know what the torpedo bat does? The torpedo bat puts the sweet spot of the bat
for sure
outside of the sweet spot.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you of a hitter? Like, oh, he's dominating whatever he has a bat that's taking the sweet spot away from the sweet spot. It's telling you he's not barreling up baseballs. He needs an entirely new bat, a softball bat, to barrel up some balls.
I want to see how it plays out over another season or two, because I feel like there are a lot of guys who used it, like, didn't really improve that much. It didn't really help them or hurt them. Like, was Dubon any better this year with it?
Yeah, but Dubon stinks offensively.
Okay.
He's always stunk. Once stunk, always stunk.
Nico Horner. He hit nearly 300 this year with the torpedo bat. He normally hits
Nico Horner?
He went to a Cub.
I was trying to think of who's the torpedo bats this year.
I think Jazz Chisholm was using it, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't feel like he was any different this year.
Jazz Chisholm hit a bunch of bombs.
He had a ton of bombs. Now, that could be attributed to being a lefty hitting Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I would say it's probably more that. I don't feel like the torpedo bats are that big of a deal.
I don't either. I just like to blame Cal Raleigh.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's more out of hate.
He's the one, though. Like, his numbers spiked with it.
It's crazy, man. Like, he's doing it in a big ballpark, a pitcher's park.
Yeah. Like, I want to see what, like, Cal Raleigh looks like next year. Like, does it come back down to earth?
Yeah.
With the torpedo bat, or is it just he's this guy because of it? So I'm not out on them just yet. I want more guys to use them.
That's fine. Jeremy's extra spicy today. Well,
just wait.
As he takes a sip of a cocktail.
It's going to get more spicy.
Yeah, but this is best case, I think. The best case for the city of Houston.
The only thing would have been
to your two rivals.
Just a little bit better is if Jose Ramirez would have got recognized for being the great player he was, if he would have won MVP, because then Judge and Cal Raleigh would not have won. That's the only way it could be a little bit better.
See, I kind of like that Judge won it, though.
Because that helps the Yankees.
Yeah, it helps.
Now.
It helps. Does, it's like, yeah. you suckers, you can't even win one. Like, you can't even win. You're breaking my heart. Not able to win one with Judge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's.
I wonder how many three-time MVPs who played with one team have not won a World Series. It can't be a long list because, frankly, there's not many three-time MVPs. But that would be.
Bonds,
yeah.
They got Bonds, real, did
got
Bonds
to,
win?
Got, at least got to a Game 7 of World
did
Series.
Did he win three in San Fran, though? I don't know if he won all.
I don't know, but he definitely won at least three total. But
yes.
What?
He won seven.
Yeah, but jeez. I don't know how many of those were in San Fran. I imagine that at least three had to be in San Fran.
Yeah, I mean, Trout is going to be in that conversation.
How many does he have?
Three.
And Trout hasn't even won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Much less a series, much less a World Series. He hasn't even won a playoff game.
I don't know who Jimmy Fox is, but I think everyone
else.
You
don't know who Jimmy Fox is?
He's a slugger from the 40s.
Yeah, see? I'm okay.
But you've, like, never heard the name?
I probably have. I have a
casual joke.
It's amazing how much you disappoint me on a daily basis.
I'm sorry. I'm not, but I'm sorry.
One of the all-time greats of the game.
Disappoint me. Says the guy who's probably just disappointed his wife.
Lost
his wedding ring.
She's not disappointed by that. She knows
I think she's come to expect it.
She knows that I'm ADHD. I use that thing as a spinner.
Yeah, I think Trout's the only person on this list who and then Bonds, who don't have World Series rings, and then now Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. The great New York Yankees have a once in a generation player, and they can't even build a World Series champion around him. How pathetic is that?
Yeah.
Couldn't be me. Hashtag Cashman.
Sounds like they have a need to belly proceed.
He's Mr. Regular Season. That's what he should be. Aaron, you know what? I'm gonna try to see if I can fire up some Yankee fans here in a little bit with that.
Just trigger them.
I think I like that little slogan for him. Moniker.
You've already gone after Seattle fans.
They're not buying the bait. They're not. I'm trolling, and they're not biting the chum.
You just gotta find like one guy.
Usually I get them. I had Seattle Pierre mad at me. Seattle Mariner fans are the people who dox me on the internet.
I know.
Yeah.
They're not good people.
No, they're the worst.
Yeah. Start fires. Doc Jeremy.
What I've noticed, Seattle, like, fights dirty with their baseball teams. Like, they're mean and cruel and, like, they're worst.
They haven't accomplished anything.
What I've learned about Yankee fans is, like, they try hard, but they're dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah.
They are so dumb. Like they're in the Twitter mention. I feel bad arguing with these people.
Well, I mean, there's like the two guys who stole the baseball a couple of years ago. Like, but they're all excited and celebrating it, and they got banned anyways.
Yeah,
like, they're not smart people. You look at a Yankee game and like you see like okay, you see Dago, you see the chain. It's like that's not a smart person.
No, they're not.
Like it's very obvious.
They're not like Seattle's like they're like cunning little weasels
because they're bitter.
You know, they're cunning little smart weasels. They're like you know in their mom's basement because they don't want to go outside because the sun never comes out.
Yeah,
it's always raining. Whereas New York Yankee fans are like, they're loud, obnoxious, and they have the worst IQ in the history of the sport, I think.
Yeah, they got to be up there.
They're dumb as a box.
I mean, that's just kind of New York sports in general. Not very smart people up there.
All right, 713-780-3776. Skeen is the new Trout being washed on a garbage team. Skeen will eventually be on a good team, though.
He wants to be a Yankee.
That's the rumor. He shot that down at the Cy Young thing.
Yeah,
the other day,
but
he's got to.
One of his teammates anonymously said that Paul Skeens is openly already telling people he wants to be a New York Yankee.
I mean, that's a bad teammate.
Rat.
That's the first take I have from that. That's a bad teammate.
You got a rat in the building. He's got to go. Can't be a Pirate next year.
The Astros dude is going to be his new pitching coach.
Oh, yeah.
I always confuse Miller and Murphy. I don't know which one's which.
I think it's Murphy.
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah.
Whichever one the Astros didn't keep. He's going to be the new one. You know the problem with Yankee fans? They are too judgmental. Grade the joke. 713-780-3776.
Thank you, Scott Boris.
Yeah, it's very Boris-y.
I think it's better than a lot of the Boris stuff we heard yesterday, though.
The one, probably. It is better than the Boris stuff. It's better than Boris. I'll give it a 3.8 mm-hmm. on the joke from Jasper.
That's about fair.
The one Yankees fan who does the roll call makes me mad and is annoying. I know that they do that. I don't know if I've ever watched that, though. So I can't really form an opinion on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they have like, you know, they have every fan base has like live streamers as they watch the games now.
Yeah.
The Yankee ones that are do it are so dumb.
They are.
They're morons.
They're some of the worst.
All right. 713-780-3776. Will Judge be the football equivalent of Marino and the Dolphins when he hangs up the cleats? No, he's going to be the football equivalent of Josh Allen is what he's going to be.
A lot of MVPs, no championships.
Yeah.
I feel like Judge might get one.
Title?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be pathetic if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
like Garrett Cole coming back next year.
Pathetic if he doesn't.
They don't really spend money anymore, though, like they used to.
No. Baby Steinbrenner isn't old Steinbrenner. All right, 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from the Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble right off of 1960. A food truck out here today, a Filipino food truck. Barbecue pork skewers, 3 for $10. Smoking bowls. Smells very, very good. All right, Bad Take Boulevard. Let's get to the worst takes of the week. What belongs on the list? 713-780-3776. It's Jeremy and it's Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With Jeremy and Joe.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
All right, Bad Take Boulevard, live from Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble, right off of 1960. Great drinks, good food out here today as well. Smoking Bowls food truck. Get out here for date night. Bring the significant other. Should be very happy that you did, or he will be very happy that you did. Jags postgame fifth quarter, which, I mean, that's a bad take in itself. How can you have a fifth quarter of something? Four quarters equals one whole. That's stupid, but that's Jacksonville for you. That's Florida for you. Worst loss in franchise history, said Ryan Green, former Jag Leon Searcy, and former NFL head coach Gerald Ingram. Here's what the fifth quarter had to say.
And it wasn't Michael Vick or Randall Cunningham or Lamar Jackson. No, it was Davis Mills. Who ran the ball in with 30 seconds to go from the 14-yard line and scored the game-winning touchdown. Davis Mills, who outside of Joe Flacco might be the slowest quarterback in the National Football
Come
League,
on.
Ran a 14-yard touchdown in to beat you. Again, if there is a worse regular season loss dating back 10, 15, maybe the entire franchise.
All right, I've had enough listening to these Jack Bronies. I don't know which Jack Brony it was that said that, but Davis Mills is an underrated athlete. Mm-hmm. He ran a 4.55 at his pro day.
Yep.
He was clocked at 19.7 miles per hour on the little brawl thing that they wear called a catapult. He's an underrated athlete, Davis Mills, and these Jabroni. You knew they didn't know ball with a name like fifth quarter.
Yep.
That's stupid. This is a terrible take. They all make the list.
Yeah, it's very bad.
You just made the list.
Super athlete.
Best athlete in the room. Best athlete in the quarterback room, some are saying.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I can't imagine Graham Mertz is very fast.
No, he's got a messed up knee, and he's probably older than Davis Mills.
He might be.
He's not older than Davis Mills, but he's pretty old.
It's pretty
for
close,
being a rookie.
Though.
Yeah, it's closer than you would think. William Patterson, I don't know who this jabroni is, but he tweeted, big win for the Jags today, absolutely slamming the Texans for the season sweep. It turned out that the Texans would overcome a 19-point fourth-quarter deficit, come from behind win. William Patterson since deleted that tweet, which is the softest thing to do, by the way.
Yeah, which one's the worst take or the worst bad thing?
The worst, like, action?
Yeah, is it the take itself or is it the deletion?
It's the deletion.
Yeah, you can't delete it. You got to stand on.
Because look,
stand on business.
I didn't think the Texans were going to win that game. I didn't think the Texans were going to win that game until Christian Kirk got wrongfully pass interfered inside the five.
Yep.
I didn't think they were winning the game until that moment. So, like, when he tweeted this, he wasn't wrong.
He was not.
Like, whenever he tweeted this, I was thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. But then to be a little soft boy and go to delete it off the internet's sad. Which is always funny to me when people are, like, hopping people's comments, like, still time to delete this. Well, you want him to be a soft boy? Mm-hmm. What do you mean there's time to delete it? No, own it like a man.
Yeah.
Dan Hicken on the Jags versus Texans. He had some thoughts on this game as well. Where are you? Naysayers. Dan, you're jinxing us. Dan, it's on you. Yeah, Jag 6-3, baby. Culture changer. Whoops.
That tweet's very funny.
Whoops.
That tweet is very funny.
The irony of Dan, you're jinxing us.
Dan, you're culture changer.
Dan, you're jinxing us. Dan, it's on you. Jag 6-3, and then they lost.
This also, so Dan makes the list. This is also the irony, though, of like culture.
You just
is their
made
culture
the
different because they blew a 19-point lead, or is it the same?
No, it's the same.
Yeah, but like one result, it's a culture changer. The other result, which, you know, was swung by one or two plays, is like the worst loss in franchise history. Mm-hmm. The roller coaster ride of fan perspective on result is far too great.
Well, at least like for the worst loss in franchise history, I think it's actually factual.
Okay.
It's the biggest lead they've ever blown in a game.
Fair.
So that helps a little bit at least.
Fair. Ron, I don't know who put this in there. Which one of you put this in here? Ron, the show? He's down the dial, right?
Oh, that was me. Oh. That was me.
He tweeted, I hadn't seen this tweet, in all capital letters, which is disturbing. Fans of the Texans, you're okay to leave and do something else with your day. Texan fans have heard this a lot over the team's history. You deserve better. Hashtag Texans.
Okay. I have a lot of thoughts on this.
Okay, where do we begin?
Let's start with the end of it there. I don't get the, you've heard this a lot over the team's history from a guy that's not from here. As someone that's not from here.
Nelly is not from here, but he got here in 2018.
So, like, this is where, like.
No. He got COVID. Here in 20, like, end of 2020, beginning of 2021.
So this is where, like, people can give me grief. I get it. But, like, that's why I'll never say things like that. Because, like, that's not my place. Like, you can say that. You can say that. Like, I'm not saying that.
I think he's trying to fit a role, though.
Yeah.
He's, like, committed to the role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm committed, but, like, I'm not saying that.
No, I agree with you for what it's
like,
worth.
Like, I'm not saying that.
I'm bothered by the all capital letters.
Oh, that it's a lot.
Like, it's a lot of characters to be in all caps. He used the ellipses, though, Brian. Was he being sarcastic here?
I don't know. Like,
no.
Like,
no.
I don't know.
No, he's not being sarcastic.
He's not being sarcastic.
He's being angry is what he's being. He's being mad. So, Ron, the show, you make the list.
You just made the list!
Who put this text in here?
I put this in here. So last week while you were out,
we were
discussing something,
right.
And Will asked us, what's your, if you got one fast food restaurant the rest of your life, what would you eat? And this texter, 8755, says Subway. That was their response.
Yeah, it's
of all the fast food restaurants they could choose in the world, they said Subway's number one. We said there's four sandwich places you could choose before
See,
Subway.
See, I'm not sure Subway's fast food.
Yeah, like fast casual.
Well, they don't serve bread.
It's we know that.
It's not real bread.
It's not real bread.
Yoga mat.
It smells terrible.
It does. It's not like Jersey Mike's.
People are like, I love the smell of Subway. What are you
or
on
Jimmy
crack?
Jones.
Like, how do you love the smell of Subway? You love synthetic rubber.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me. What did you pick?
I said McDonald's.
Huh.
Well, I like breakfast, lunch, dinner. Like, you get it all there.
So you give me fast casual?
Yeah.
Well, I think the question was fast food. But.
Yeah.
So I don't. I would argue Subway's not fast food.
I think that's fair.
So could you?
Because they don't have a drive-thru.
So are you giving me? No, it's just not fast food. There's many reasons.
Are you going to
ask? That's our reason. No, I was going to ask you if you give me Hawaiian Bros.
I've never been there, but sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which similar to a Chipotle.
And then sure.
Kind of.
That's fine.
Okay. I'd go something that's like has variety, but is like also can be healthy. That'd be my hang-up with McDonald's.
Yep.
Like I eat that forever.
It's bad.
Yeah.
But it's the only one you can have. Brian, I do have a follow-up question.
Okay.
You chose Chick-fil-A.
I did.
Chick-fil-A is a good answer.
It is, but you sure you want to give up Sundays forever?
24-hour fast
that,
is good for you.
That is a problem. Well, yeah. Or it could be a benefit.
Is this the only thing you're eating?
No.
So you can eat something else.
Yeah.
Just, I just couldn't eat fast food on Sunday. I would just have to eat something else.
So like on
anytime I went to fast food, it'd have to be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Oh, which, yeah, that's easy
kinda,
then.
It's it kind of to Joe's answer, like they have good breakfast, they have good, you know, lunch and dinner, but it has the added benefit where you could, if you wanted to go healthy, you could go healthy.
Yeah, I just said I didn't choose Chick-fil-A because of Sundays.
Jacob Wilson, whoever voted him 10th place in the AL MVP, found him, it was that dumb indie reporter. He's on the list.
You just made the list!
Butch League baseball player, Jacob Wilson. Kendrick Perkins was talking about the Joker's game the other day, and he dropped this beauty.
Plus City, Elijah Warren, I watched him my entire childhood life, okay? And he makes Elijah Warren great games look like regular games, the numbers that he's...
Do you know how many quadruple doubles Nikolai has had in his career?
Quadruple doubles?
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
You did.
Like three?
None. Okay. What do you mean three?
I don't know. I think he might have a couple. Well, if you're asking the question.
He has zero.
He has zero?
That was the setup, because Hakeem has two, I think?
I think he only has one.
One? Oh, okay.
There's only been four in the history of the game.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, Kendrick Perkins is here, the Joker would make Hakeem Olajuwon's numbers look like trash. The Joker hasn't done something that Hakeem Olajuwon is one of only four players in the history of the game to do.
Yeah.
Nate Thurman, Alvin Robertson, Hakeem Olajuwon, and David Robinson, the only four players in NBA history to have done that. And he's like, oh, the Joker is going to make Hakeem's numbers put to shame. What? What are you talking about here? And then here's the thing with Hakeem's quadruple-double. Vaguely remember this, so like the details are going to be a little bit fuzzy here. I want to say Hakeem had a quadruple-double, but it was like a scorekeeper, like, you know, hometown scorekeeping, where they gave him like an assist or a steal where it shouldn't have been. And it was originally a quadruple-double, and the NBA league office was like, that one's a little bit fudgy.
Okay.
We're going to take it away. And then Hakeem was like beat up about it and did it like a week later.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So he kind of has
so he
two.
Kind, yeah, he has one officially, and then he has several where it's like a rebound or two or an assist or two or a steal or two away from another quadruple-double.
Yeah.
And he's saying that he's putting his numbers to shame? Kendrick Perkins don't know ball, man. He's a hot take artist.
And I hate this take because like you don't have to try to bring someone down in that way to elevate Jokic.
That's what he's trying to do.
He's like, Jokic is an all-time great player. He's probably going to be in the top, you know, 15 at least.
Yeah.
At this pace, like, there's going to be an argument. People are going to be arguing Jokic versus Dream forever. But like, you don't have to say like his great games, Hakeem's great games make Jokic's game look normal or whatever he said. Like, it's just, it's a bad take, all of it.
He went at like the end of it too. He's like, I will say this, the Joker is the best player in the last 20, best center in the last 20 years. It's like, that outdates Olajuwon.
Yeah. He was retired by then, bro.
It's ridiculous. And here's a couple of numbers, too. Like, look, the Joker in this era, because, you know, big men don't really play as good a defense as they did back then. Like, much different breed of centers now versus then. Like, Hakeem Olajuwon would have feasted now. But, like, some people, like, will ding Olajuwon for not shooting threes. You tell me that Hakeem, if he was playing in today's era, wouldn't shoot threes and shoot them at a high clip? He absolutely would. And a couple of areas where the Joker is never going to touch Hakeem. You know, Hakeem Olajuwon is 10th all-time in the NBA in steals.
That's crazy.
As a center, the Joker can't dream about those numbers, Kendrick Perkins. You know, of course, Hakeem is number one all-time in blocks. Joker ain't touching those numbers, Kendrick Perkins. So, Big Perk, you make the list.
You just made the list!
Beaumont Ozen taught you nothing. All right, 713-780-3776. We'll finish with that because it makes me sick. What's the Texans' win ceiling, Joe? Where are they at? Where they're at right now? How many wins can they potentially get to? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
If you're going out to LaBerge this weekend or want to go out soon, I highly recommend you check out their brand new VIP fan cave sections. It's available for booking. All you got to do is go to the Burgess website, click on the sports book, a QR code will pop up. They'll connect you with Pedro, and you'll be able to coordinate your time and day that you want to go to the brand new VIP fan cave section. They're already getting bookings for things like the playoffs, the Super Bowl, college football playoffs, March Madness. If you're thinking about going for a big event like that, get on it right now. They got brand new menu items and more to come from Chef Lionel. And you can also do all your long-term bets, whether that's on the NBA season still, the NFL, if you want to look at a team like the Ravens or the Chiefs to win their division, to win the Super Bowl, things like that, all available to you at the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. You can earn rewards on every wager when you use your Penn Play card. And they also offer you a chance to place wagers on all of the Houston area teams. Must be 21 to bet. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.